You're listening to the show about horsey sauce and flaming gullies. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
It's look at them. They look like podcasters.
I was just going to say, actually, that they look like the Bengtsons. Because, like, I made that comparison already.
So is Craig still going?
Mm-hmm.
I would stop recording and save that as, like,
you wanted me to do that?
Pre-show shit.
Editor. I don't need that.
Just quit okay. Everything just, so far?
No. I save this, but I don't need the Craig of that. It doesn't matter.
Do you want me to keep it going or stop it and start it?
Babe, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I could just
I think
Craig and...
Yeah.
This should be its own thing. You should have a new Craig file because so much of this was useless. And if you like, but were you already recording also all like...
Yes, I have that on Audacity. I don't need the Craig file or whatever is what I'm saying.
I like to have
a little bit of, you know, us fucking around. I remove anything personal.
Do you want me to save what Craig recorded so far?
We might have heard Adam peeing, so that will be on the recording.
Amazing.
Really?
I think so.
The waterfall noise that we've been needing.
You were just talking about that. Do you want me to save what Craig has recorded so far?
They're saying they don't.
Just making sure.
I've already said I don't need the Craig file.
It goes away.
It's right here.
Well, that started before this.
What I would say is there's no reason not to just save it and have it, even if you end up just deleting it eventually.
I don't care.
I'm not saving it. I was told not to.
I don't care. I just want to play Dungeons & Dragons. That's all I'm here for.
Do you ever notice that the way my mustache grows sometimes makes me look like I have buck teeth?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that? I've noticed that for years.
Did you say buck beak? What did you say?
Buck teeth.
We can't hear them. They're completely erased. The setting is still terrible. Every time when I'm laughing, they're gone.
Wait, you turned the thing all the way to the left, right?
I did.
What's the other thing that helps?
I don't know everything I was told.
Maybe it didn't save. Maybe it didn't save.
Okay, I'll check.
Just try. Help.
You're going to get tangled in your headphone cord.
I am. How's that?
Quiet.
How's that?
A little louder, maybe.
Yeah? A little louder now. A little louder now. Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go all the way. All the way.
I just think when you laugh, it's going to explode.
How's that?
You're the editor. KT has to listen.
Okay. Hello. Professional editor here.
Hello, editor.
Let me hear your sounds while I talk.
I'm going to talk over you. I'm talking over you. Hi, can you hear me? I'm talking normally like I would.
A little bit more, please.
A little bit more up.
More. Go, Alex, go.
I'm in the library. I'm quietly reading.
He's quietly
more,
reading.
A
the
little
librarians
more.
Librarians are shushing me.
I guess it depends on whether he's yelling or not. That's probably
yeah,
good.
It like quiet. Varies
they're
between saying,
they're telling me to stop talking in the library.
And peaking the audio.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Adam, you're talking to sometime. What are you drinking? Is that Dr. Pepper? Oh, my God.
Like Dr. Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I love Dr.
So healthy.
Pepper. I love Dr. It's Pepper. He's Amy from Everwood.
I don't remember the last time I had regular Dr. Pepper. I've drank diet soda for years.
So I'm going to turn Adam down, I guess, because now Adam's... Can you guys, like, alternate talking? Just, like, say one, two, three, four?
It's one, two, three, four.
You too, Adam.
Some war.
Yeah,
one, Adam's two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Who do we appreciate? No one.
No one.
No one.
No one.
One, two, three, four. Who do we think is a boar?
Alex.
Roscoe was.
Alex.
He's a boar. He's a contract boar.
You guys are all amazing. Okay. No, it's good now.
I think that guy that killed Robert Baratheon is a boar.
Seven L's. Wow.
It was a literal bore.
Look at all those cables. Look at all those cords. This is, oh my God, they're going to catch a
I'm
fire.
Having a panic attack and I'm not even there. I'm not even kidding. I'm like, oh my God. Oh!
Everything is fine except that it's not any, as soon as it gets close to Abigail, it stops being fine. Yeah.
Everything goes in the knots near me. I'm used to it.
I think that's why Alex never wants to run the Ethernet cable because it's like the final like piece that you put into George Costanza's wallet before it explodes.
That's your favorite cultural reference because I think we've made it on Pork Fried Dice like it's two or three times.
Yes, we talk about it all the time.
We so always good. Talk about it.
I have additional news.
Uh-oh, what?
Those deviled eggs were not as good after being refrigerated.
Oh no.
I thought you were going to say after not being refrigerated.
After sitting on the counter for five hours, they probably would be better
if I hadn't put them in the fridge. I liked them better at the bar.
Well, were you drunker?
Yeah,
Adam. Yeah.
But they were fresher too.
Yeah.
Well, it has to do with the ambiance. The deviled eggs have to have the ambiance.
They got
to
have the devil in them.
Of the egglet.
You gotta roll them in that peanut salt on the bar.
Roll
a deviled egg.
This wasn't that kind of bar. This is a nice bar. It was a nice bar.
Nice bar.
Adam. Oh, I'm so happy for you. That sounds like an
awesome
time.
I'm so happy hour for you.
Yes, happy hour for him.
All right.
Well.
Is this gonna happen?
Yes, please. Let's go.
Okay, fine. No, I didn't.
You said you were going
to. To put on underwear.
You
today.
Didn't.
Did they not hear
Eric?
That?
Did you not hear that?
Alex said.
I forgot to put on underwear. I was just checking.
Okay.
I did.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, that's what he said. Wait
a
second.
He doesn't want to talk about it. It's true.
And he looked down.
I got to do this dumb recap.
Oh, I am so great, excited Abby. That it's going to be, don't be whatever excited. It is. Even if it's just a recap, it's going to be great.
Recap disarmament? I hope so. Wait.
The what? The armament?
Recap disarmament.
Oh.
I said you guys kept...
Well, you have to maintain
right.
the same distance.
I'm right here.
Do you remember what I just talked to you about? Look, you're not even talking into the microphone, and this is your problem when I edit you. Now, please maintain a similar distance... To your microphone, sir. Sit up. Be a professional. This is a professional podcast. We're paid thousands of dollars
I had to
a second.
Involve this podcast on my tax return, you guys.
Yeah, we have to fucking pay taxes mm-hmm. because we get donations which barely cover the podcast.
That's what I had to do with my OnlyFans.
Oh.
You had to pay taxes on your OnlyFans?
Don't cut that. Any Pork Fried Dice listeners in the interested in my only
tiny URL / shower Adam.
That's not it. That's not it.
We don't know what it Close is, you guys.
We don't know, or we would say it.
How are we gonna join if we don't know what it is?
Still don't actually know what it is.
I don't really want any of the four of you to subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Except for me. How many Reddit awards have I given you, Adam?
You've given me so many Reddit awards.
You get like a free award every few days, and I always give them to Adam.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's so nice.
He's the only person I know who cares about Reddit.
Aw.
I don't want you guys to subscribe to my... That being said, like, I'm not doing, like, any, like, gaping asshole stuff on OnlyFans. Like, I hope
just
you guys
like
know
closed,
I don't know
tight,
what you do.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I just don't... Like this. I haven't posted a single one of those.
That only rules that out.
Yeah.
It doesn't rule anything else out.
But,
I mean,
in fact, it suggests way more
right.
than if
and
you had
really
said nothing.
There's a lot of room in, you know, between gaping and other things. So, you know.
Look, I'm not like a butt guy. Like, I don't, none of that is on there.
I'm not like a butt guy. I'm not like a butt guy.
You couldn't have gotten that kind of. It was essential that you were holding the microphone there.
Yeah.
Oh my God! For real.
Although Abby and Alex, you will want to get Mike Holders if you do want to start your own OnlyFans or something. As somebody who has had to, you need some hands free.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna stick it in my bra.
That won't work.
Ideally, for an OnlyFans, the bra would eventually
hold way more.
Abby
than a
would have an OnlyFans for being a librarian or something. That would just you just be a hot librarian.
I'm not going to review. They call them lipstick librarians. Did you know that? There's a phrase for that.
I did not know that.
Well, I've heard of the phrase lipstick, like putting lipstick on a librarian.
Hey, no, that's a pig.
Oh my god.
I love D&D, you guys. It's my favorite game. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
I hope everybody remembers what we did last time, because you're not going to learn anything from this recap. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
All right. The Jabberthwacky. Also known as Batthwackwacky. Here we go.
Oh, nice.
Was Batthwack and the rocket boots did gyre the bones of Shimi's foot. All mimsy did the party yell, and Batthwack healed Wrath's outgrabe. Beware the Jab Batthwack, yelled Will. The walls he scaled, his mind he's lost. Beware the Jub Jub King, Shimi. Hie to the Frumious Hotel, toggle snatch. With Roscoe's mustard stain in hand, longtime Manxome in Nitty Gritty Saloon, and Rafina Tum Tum Garden Beer, they stood a while in thought. And as with uffish Kush they passed, then Batthwack Walk with eyes of flame, spoke whiffling of Gully's End on Fire, and burbled confessions of Xantras came. Mm. 1-2, 1-2, dispel magic through. The Vorpal Truth went snicker snack. Xantras talk will smacks the head, and galumphing crowns fell back. And hast thou facilitated away the party's ills? Personally derived mustard of the soul. Oh, frabjous day, Roscoe, Calais! Now chortle us your past of woe. T'was Tanya and the slithy coin, Dad fighting gimbaled lion cage, all Roy and Siegfried Borogroves, and Penn and Teller roars out grabe.
Oh my god.
I understand laughing, I am like overcome. I have such a personal connection to that poem.
Really?
I literally was in a play that incorporated it in it, and it was like one of my first college theater experience. Well, my first college theater experience. I memorized that poem. We said it so many times. We were acting it out. It was like this whole big thing. I cannot believe how amazing that was. It was like,
I'm so glad you know it that well.
So amazing. Mm-hmm. Wow.
My favorite part is Roscoe Calais.
I know. Can you send it so I can like read it later? Because like I was trying to, you know, because of the nonsense words, it's hard to like for my brain to sometimes get all the real words too. But
there weren't like, many real words.
It was amazing. No, it was so perfect. Like, how did you like used so much of the same language and made it fit? That's insane.
And that was a recap, by the way.
Right. Absolutely. I now remember things.
Yeah. No. That was awesome. Yeah. That was the second best use of that poem that I've ever heard. The best being in season 2 of Fargo. I'm sorry to say.
Oh, I don't remember.
Did I can't I remember offhand. You saw that season, yes.
What
I
There's a whole like sequence in that episode where the Mike Milligan character is like reciting that poem, and it is it's just really good.
Oh, and then the other characters like, oh, like Mystic River.
It's like a build up. Oh, fuck. Everyone watch Fargo.
No, I think I liked that until, but then it was the aliens, right? And I was like, what the heck is
Cut
going
that out.
On?
Bleep that out for the podcast.
Oh yeah, and then it bleep. Was the bleep. Yeah, I'll do that. No problem. Even though that's been out for a few years, right?
Frabjous isn't a bad word. You don't have to bleep frabjous.
Nice. That was amazing, Abby. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah, that was so good. The Jabberthwacky.
Jabberthwacky, also known as the Batthwackwacky.
That's honestly, that's genius because like, I know that you, the last time, like we, the five of us had hung out, you were, kind of saying like, I don't know what to do for the recap.
Yeah.
And then like you found the perfect thing because that last session was so like bathwack centric. Yeah. And yeah, the Jabberwocky, the Jabberthwacky. I fucking love
it.
It
was awesome.
Yay.
Awesome.
Yay. High five, self.
The Vorpal Truth.
Yes. No, holy crap. That was awesome. Thank you for remembering. I cannot ever remember specific things. That was so insanely cool.
Now I have three sessions until I have to do it again. I'm so excited.
Yay.
That's how I part. That's how I felt after E. True Bertago's story.
Oh, my God. I've been
thinking. I used to do this every week. Now I never have.
I know. Eric's so happy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, you know what? You are writing a game for us every week. Maybe. So I guess it's okay. But
and
still.
You press the door button once in a while. That's the other thing you do.
Cement scraping sound.
Yeah. There it is. Yay.
Septic tank.wav.
And if we could get our hands on that file, we'd never need you again. But
I can send it to you. Some freesound.org. I could send you the link. I could send you. What file format do you want it in? MP3, WAV, AIF?
God. If only you could. If only there was some way for us to get that sound. We could. Yeah. Too bad.
It's so sad.
There's like Google Drive. People use Dropbox. I could send you an USB key.
It's so weird to think about how like responsibility and power, like how God, so much of that is just.
I could learn like how to physically reproduce that sound and take it to you. You and you could record it on your new microphones.
Yeah, it's so strange to think about how like there's no way.
I could send you any of the episodes that we've recorded because they all have at least one occurrence of that sound. They're all online already.
At least one.
I'll clip it for you.
Weird. It's so weird to just to wonder like what what could happen if there was a way to kind of transfer. It's so strange.
Yeah.
Oh. Eric, I think you need to do something now.
Shit. So close. I almost made it through. Is it 11:30?
I know. Eric could have done that for the entire time, for sure.
Abby, you blew it. You have a leak in your house.
Oh, poor Abby.
Don't forget.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, yeah, you guys are in this courtyard in the nitty-gritty saloon, as referenced in the Jabber recap. And yes, the crowns are no more, as are Bathwack's rugged good looks.
Bathwack looks a little less cool, I think is what we said last time. But he has a giant smile on his face.
Because he feels like he's been released, right?
Yeah.
And there was lots of echoing and everything, but the crowns are off. The
crowns are on the ground.
Down.
I want to cast Mage Hand and try to lift my crown off the ground.
All right, go for it. Mage Hand.
Yeah.
Is there a description you have for Mage Hand? You don't do that one too much.
Yeah, I don't know if I even ever.
It's just a middle finger floating around.
Yeah, probably. So
when Will Pompeian does smoke, does he use Mage Hand to smoke?
Oh.
So he doesn't get nicotine stains on his fingers?
I imagine, I imagine like he, I don't know if he would have smoked at all during this whole
Will
time.
Has smoked since
that's what I'm saying. I don't think he probably not. If anything, he's taken worse care of himself on this trip. Not that smoking is self-care, but to him, it was kind of, it was drugs. It was just smoking.
I see.
Drug stuff.
Smoking heroin.
Yes, I actually do have a description. Look.
Great.
Yeah, ooh.
All right, go for it.
Oh, it's like it's puppet. You're on. Puppety.
No, describe it. Don't downplay it. Describe what you okay. wrote.
Okay, so it just looks like he is moving his hand like he's moving puppet strings, which is really funny because I wrote this before there was erotic puppetry in our show, but it's super erotic apparently.
Oh yeah, it is. You're all entranced by Will's fingers.
I'm trying to pick it up though, and it's almost like there's strings that are kind of coming from my hand, but not all the way to the object. It's sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Invisible. So do okay. I pick it up? Am I able to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your crown is floating in the air. You're holding it in your mage hand.
Okay. I'm like lifting it up, like in between everyone. Like, how do we tell if this thing can stick to us? Hmm? Anyone detect magic?
Let me see. I'm also, yeah, Will, are you worried about this getting into the wrong hands?
Yeah, that's why I'm picking mine up. Also, it's expensive.
I don't really want to touch it again.
Well, if there are two, the other one is still, they both still exist?
What, you look down?
Do I see both?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if I have any spells left.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long day and it's like 10 a.m.
That's what happens when you go down in a wormhole.
I don't even think I have. I don't have detect magic prepared.
Break a boy's foot.
Okay, nobody can detect. All right, what do we do? Ugh, maybe we should hang it somewhere. Hang it somewhere high. Hang it on the dam. I don't know. What should we do? Hang it in a tree outside of town.
Throw it in the bear toggle?
Isn't there like a... God, I don't know if I want to like put something that could be malicious in the water that's connected to something else malicious.
Look, guys. Have you ever... Okay. I'm Roscoe LaFleur.
There we go.
And I gotta say... I've never heard of a insidious magical artifact being thrown into a body of water and then, like, ages later being recovered by an unsuspecting other creature entirely. Like, how could that ever happen?
Especially a ring of gold metal.
Seems safe.
Good, so we're throwing it in the water.
Yeah, we'll probably be fine.
What do we do?
Also, what's with you guys all being always concerned about magic and shit? Magic this, magic that, detect magic. You know, sometimes I get the occasional interest in magic and trying to make sure, like, are these boots cursed? Is this weird axe that murders trees cursed? Coist?
He corrects himself.
But I just want to say for the record here that I have a very simple, unfraught relationship with magic. That there's no... That for me, magic is just a dumb thing that has no real relevance for me personally. So I just want to I'm just saying, like, it's not something I think about or, like, do anything with.
It's just something you do when you feel like it. You don't really worry about it.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. That's why.
Will is very critically looking at Roscoe because obviously he's lying because we've seen him do magic and he's either he's lying he's confused.
You think Roscoe's lying? Well, let's fucking do it.
Roll an insight check.
All right. I said either lying or confused. I'm
rolling insight.
Will
check.
Is trying to figure out what this guy's deal is. What's your deal?
That's a 22 insight, Roscoe.
I hope you roll a 1.
I don't know if he needs to roll.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you should roll a GM roll if you're going to roll anything. Or if
is
not.
Is there a confusion check?
Oh.
I would say that certainly Roscoe is he may be confused, and probably I think he certainly, if there's any amount of deception going on, it's self deception. He's trying to lie to himself.
Hmm. Yeah,
but he's doing a very good job of it.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Like, he believes what he's saying.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We're all just super magic fans. I guess you can't be part of the club. Huh? Sad.
I mean, if you guys want to take a vote, remember, I'm leaving Bear Toggle in 22 hours.
What did he just look at?
With or without you.
He looked at his wrist. Okay. There's a mustard stain on his wrist. Okay. That kind of looks like a dais.
I like to imagine that the stains on your wrist always reflect the current time of day.
Whoa, that'd be pretty cool.
But they do. But again, not magical.
No.
Yeah.
Like the mustard stands high enough that it casts its own shadow.
Listeners, Adam just drew a line from his wrist up about like 4 or 5 inches.
It's really caked on there.
That's amazing. All right.
So what's everybody doing?
Will is confused by Roscoe. Well, I mean, like, Will is like, I'll put a pin in Roscoe, and he tries to pick up the other crown with the same mage hand, I guess. Like, you know, more
like while holding. Pinky underneath.
Yeah, basically, it's the puppetry. It's moving, uh-huh. But yes, one hand could presumably grab two crowns. It's less than, and as long as they're less than 5 pounds, though. I guess if they're made of gold, they might not be.
I don't know.
Wait, or is it 10?
How
pounds?
Heavy? Will, are you going to? Are you, Will, are you picking them both up?
He is looking like he's about to, after
mage handing,
kind of as Roscoe's speech is ending. If you like, he'd be like, yeah,
okay, great, yeah, yeah, let's, where are you gonna put him?
And now Will's suspicious. He steps back for a second, like, wait a second,
oh no, someone likes what I'm doing.
It's almost like telling me what to do.
Well, no, it's more like he was like, wait, are you going to pick him up? Oh, okay, good. Like, I'm like, I don't know. Will's like, what? He doesn't think he's trustworthy, well, no, probably, just, so he's like, Bathwick.
I'm not sure Bathwick. I'm going to pick it up without touching it. That's all.
Yeah.
But you seem to have something going here.
Yeah. And then I'll try to pick the other one up.
Okay.
Can I?
Yeah. You know what? Give me an Arcana check.
Okay.
To see how nimble you are with this magical hand.
Oh, thanks.
Because they're, you know, significant pieces. Not necessarily about the weight. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Oh, no!
Oh,
no!
All right.
Natural
so you
one.
You managed to snag the second crown, and you get it off the ground. And it feels difficult because you're like trying to grab two big metal things with one hand, and it just lifts up into the air just a little bit, and then you lose your grip on it.
Okay.
And it falls down right onto Bernard's back.
Ooh.
And disappears.
Oh, disappears.
Oh no! Wait. Oh wait, no!
Like,
no!
It's absorbed in.
It just blinks out of existence. It doesn't look like it sinks down into Saint Bernard, but,
and he whines like you just did, just, like,
yeah,
yips. Will like gets down, like, uncharacteristically kneels down on the ground. Is he a bear or a dog?
He's a dog. I don't think he brought a bear into the,
I don't remember. I didn't
saloon.
Remember what the hell he was at this point. Yeah, of course. Here's my bear.
Too bad the recap didn't tell us.
Your recap was amazing. Yeah, it probably was just hidden in one of those weird words.
Subconsciously, it did.
Yeah, he gets down on the ground, like, kneels on the ground, and is trying to see if Bernard's okay.
Yeah, that just startled me for a second, but where'd it go? Like, his dog head is trying to look back at his back.
Will's, like, rub it, you know, like, swatting around just to see if he can feel anything.
It just feels like a dog's back.
All right.
Rafina's patting the ground around it.
Yeah, you don't find anything. Bathwack has his robe of eyes on. He doesn't see anything invisible.
Robe of eyes? Yeah,
I would definitely tell you if I saw the crown.
Yeah, Bathwack has a robe of eyes.
What does it look like?
It's a robe covered in... I mean, it's like they're like eyes, but they're not. They don't look like eyes. They just look like kind of runes of eyes.
Sounds like a monster from fucking Power Rangers.
Rita Repulsa?
No, one of her minions. Oh, okay. I remember there being one covered in eyes. I think about it a lot.
Wow.
A lot?
A lot.
That's a lot. Too much.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, a lot is too much. Yeah. You're right.
That's a fair assessment.
Abby's been struggling valiantly to set up
stand.
I'm having a great time.
Just now, scoop this back and wedge it right there.
Yeah,
there.
Look, guys, again, if you're gonna do this stuff, you really should have an OnlyFans.
That's true.
Wedge it.
Hot.
Sit on my pink squishy ball.
Just one really large one.
Oh my god. Okay. What were we saying? Oh yeah, the crown. So it was okay, it didn't go on everyone's looking, you said the cloak. Okay.
Was that just one crown that disappeared?
Yeah, the other one's still aloft in the air.
I'm holding. I mean, I would have checked Bernard,
concentration on
but I'm also like, don't know if this is really Bernard. But so I, you know, after I check as best as I can, I stand back up and I'm like, all right,
I think I'm okay.
Oops. Well, that's great. So what does that mean? You guys. Great.
What are you going to do with that one? Bernard is staying away from it.
Yeah, no, Will is trying to gently move it, like way over cautiously at this point with a spell, because he's lost faith in himself with the spell.
I would suggest that Roscoe is running around in circles beneath the crown now. He's very curious. He's looking up and he's like, I want one.
Wait, for real?
Not Roscoe. Roscoe.
Is Roscoe like jumping up in the air and like arcing his back, like, you know, falling back down and like flipping and is he just like looking?
It depends on which Roscoe you mean, but yes.
But yeah.
Roscoe, which one? Who knows? Anyway.
Okay, so yeah, Roscoe. Yeah. The dog is trying to jump up and get the crown. Will hold it higher.
Okay.
No, dog, get away. Bernard, maybe. Get this dog away from me.
What?
I don't know. The dog won't stop.
I'm not in charge of that dog.
Ah!
One, I should order him off of you the crown.
I don't think you want your dog to touch this evil crown.
For the record, Mage Hand lasts 1 minute.
Whoa.
Well,
how long has it been?
And then I cast it again. It's a cantrip. I just keep casting it.
Okay.
Can you put it on automatic repeat?
It's called cruise control in D&D.
Really?
No.
Oh. You were so yes, Abby, it is.
I can cast fly. Okay. Oh gosh.
Now you can be happy.
Why would I know?
No, I'm saying it is called cruise control. You seem so pleased that it was. So I want you to believe that that's the case for your sake.
I never know when everyone's lying.
Adam's always lying.
Will casts fly on himself and Bernard. Okay. And flies really quickly with the crown.
What? You're just leaving, Will? Will, what the hell?
Well, I'm flying away from Bathwack. That's
whose crown is it?
Why are you flying away from me, Will?
Oh, well, I'm flying away from the group, but Will does not say that out loud. That was my justification. Sorry. Will is worried that Bathwack is going to try, you know, just based on what just happened like 20 minutes ago.
Do whatever you're going to do, Will. Although I don't say that because you don't talk to me. You just fly off.
No, I fly like up because we're in this beer garden, right? Like it's an open air situation. Yeah. I just fly up.
That's how you came in.
With the crown. And I'm like, I'm just going to put it somewhere where nobody's going to find it.
Bernard starts floating a little bit. Whoa.
Wait, really? Bernard is floating?
He cast fly on him too.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Is flying a totally normal thing in Bear Toggle? Like everyone's just drinking their beer. It's like, whatever.
There's nobody out here.
It's not that crowd. Yeah, not out here. Thank goodness. We're really embarrassing ourselves, guys. Come on, says Rufina.
I'll be right back. Will just doesn't, like, if nobody says anything, he's just going because he doesn't want to have this crown anymore.
Will!
What, Mustard?
Well, hey, we'll meet you at the next place.
What's the next place?
I guess, was it the... What was the next place? Was it the...
We didn't really decide. I think.
Well,
Stop and Shop.
Duncan.
Because a lot of us don't have any spells left, and it's 10 in the morning, and we're supposed to like go
at the hotel.
The hotel.
The hotel. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Bye. I look at Pathwack and I fly away.
Just away from him. Just staring him down, flying backwards away.
I don't even bother. I don't care.
Pathwack's making playing cards.
All right. I would like to suggest that the rest of us proceed uneventfully to the hotel.
Agreed.
Next scene.
Can we do an uneventful check? Can we just...
Sure.
Nat 20. Nothing happens. With style.
I do need to know where Will's going, though.
Roll for carefree walk.
Yes! Ooh.
That's my OnlyFans account.
Carefree walk.
Roll for carefree walk?
Mm-hmm. Hot. Pretty good.
Where's Will going?
So my plan is to mute everybody.
You mean mute us?
Mute ourselves. How do we do that?
Get water then.
Just for a second. Will, it's just one
they
second.
Bye.
Okay. I just wanted to like fly up out of the city if I could and put it on like the branch of a tree up in the woods, like where I don't think any like,
okay,
you know what I mean? Like to a place that looks like it is semi remote. I don't mean remote away from the city because I know I can't fly for that long. I can't fly for that long.
They can
but
hear us.
I just want to.
They should deafen themselves if they don't want to be bothered by us.
Yeah.
Will Adam's pop right. Here.
So
don't do it. This is your conscience.
Hey, Batlack, do you talk like this all the time under your breath while you're walking off. Along?
Okay, so.
It's good content.
I know, it's very funny.
Hey, everyone. Just wanted to let you know, here we have coming up a section where we split up, but we actually kept recording both sides, one actual in-game and the rest of the group just talking amongst themselves, and they're pretty great, and we didn't want to get rid of any of it, so we kind of split it up and shifted it, so that's what's going on here. Enjoy!
So, no, I mean, he's literally doing it because he doesn't want Bathwack to be tempted by it. He doesn't want any of this shit to happen again. Okay. So he's flying out of town, hanging it on the very tip top of a tree, trying to cover it, put it in a squirrel's nest or something. You know what I mean? Anything like that. Maybe put some, you know, as much as I think I can do and get back to the hotel. Okay. I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, you could probably get back there about when they get there.
And... I cast fly on Bernard because I had wanted to make sure that if Bernard, maybe Bernard just follows them, that's okay. But
he flies after you.
He does. Mm-hmm. Well, Will would want to ask about, he would want to be like, hey, you my brother?
Yes, I am.
How do I know?
I have no idea. I mean, ask me something only I would know that probably won't even prove it to you.
It can't.
Yeah.
But I want to know.
I mean, I was with you for a long time in Barovia in this weird form, and then I was gone.
So you're my brother. So you're Bernard. Why are you back? What are you doing here? What has happened? Where have you been?
I don't know. So we were in the castle, right?
Yeah.
And then...
You saw Madeline. Yeah. You saw what is going, like, what happened? What you need to tell me.
So we walked up the stairs. Suddenly Madeline and Frederick were there, right?
Yeah.
And then we were gone, and I was gone. There was nothing. But I don't even know how to quantify that, because it was nothing. Because then all of a sudden, I was in the forest, and you guys were walking out of Barovia towards the airship tower. And I was
centipede. You were in the forest. You saw me?
There was, like, purple. And then there was a centipede. And yes, I saw all of you.
So you're gone when you're not here?
I don't know.
You mean you just don't have any memory of it?
I don't know. I can't say.
What's your wife's name?
Fuck. He would say it immediately.
Right.
What is it? You don't even remember.
Fuck.
There's too many names. Josette is my notes.
Okay.
But you might have changed that. I don't know.
So you, if you have all... No, that's right.
Josette. That's my wife's name. My kids, Leona, Thomas, and Arthur, the twins, Winifred. You would come over and get drunk with me.
Anybody could know that if they were a powerful god. But I, you know what, Bernard?
Right, exactly.
This is both terrible and amazing. I'm glad you're here, but I'm really, if you are not Bernard...
I don't know what's going on. Like, this is even weirder than before. Like, I was, like, following along with you guys, right?
I guess.
You saw me a couple times.
I guess. But, like, I didn't know that was you.
I know. I couldn't get close to you. There was, like, this, like, haze between us. I don't know what it was. But there were, like, certain times where that wasn't true. Like, I remember, like, when you made Bathwack fly, for example, I was able to get closer, or... When you guys bought the bar, I was, like, right there. Like, this wasn't there. Also, for some reason, I could talk and get close to Rafina. I don't know. But Morrow's Inlet sucked. That was, like, terrible.
What do you mean?
Like, this, like, force keeping me away from you was strong there.
Bernard...
So, yeah, I don't know. It's all gone now, for some reason. I got stuck in that damn room with the key.
It's gone now.
The haze shit.
From when? When was it gone?
It was, like, the other night. After the thing with the orbs in the hotel.
You mean when Rafina, like, fucking killed... Swirly Man?
No, it was like after that. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Fuck.
At this point, you're back to the hotel and you can see everybody else down there basically getting there at about the same time. Conveniently.
That's pretty sweet. I have a question, though. Did anything happen when I let go of the crown or anything? Like, did anything...
Happen what?
When I let go of the crown, when I put it in the tree, like, did anything happen? Did I feel anything? And I, nothing. Okay, it's up there. All right, cool. Let's go.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Sorry. I'm making myself laugh. Carefree walk. This is a great walk. The sun's out, I think. There's no DM.
Yeah, it's pretty carefree. I feel almost kind of rudderless out here.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what's coming up next? Whatever it is, I'm sure it's carefree.
Free of cares.
Oh, look, here comes Rafina.
Oh, Rafina's catching up with us.
Man, no, she's slowing back down again. Never mind. Maybe she's not going to get here. That's good. We should just slow down. It's a carefree walk. There, Rafina's catching up now.
Hi, guys. Sorry, I saw a worm back there, but it wasn't a worm. It was a Cheeto.
We'll pump you. This is your conscience.
Right, I think they muted us now.
No?
You don't think they can?
I think they've removed the headphones from their ears. So they don't have to listen to us.
Rufina, you shouldn't eat half of a strawberry and just throw the rest on the ground. That's really wasteful.
Will Pompeian. Don't do it, Will Pompeian.
What could we say that would be really distracting?
They can't hear us. Stop trying to distract them.
No, I'm not sure they can't hear us.
Katie's going to have to go through, listen both to our audio and their audio.
And they're going to love
it. And decide what to include in the podcast. I'm Roscoe LaFleur.
Will Pompey and the good among you have nothing to fear.
I'm Rufina Flanchpod at your service.
Will Pompey on. Will Pompey on.
Is Will going to this to the smoke shop? Just gonna buy does Will smoke cigars? I don't know. Ever since we did the David Bowie puzzle, I've been wondering about Will's smoking habits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're obsessed.
I know.
Hi guys. All right. Are we in Bear Toggle?
Yeah. Just play the starting music again. You need to
know about semen retention.
Wow.
So you guys uneventfully walk back to the hotel, and just as you're getting there, two figures float down from the sky above, and it's Will and Bernard.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, what did you do?
I just put it. Let's get inside. Say it in the hotel.
Okay. And
eagle-eared listeners will notice that at this point we remember that Shimi is at the hotel, conveniently forgetting that he's at a very different hotel. Plot hole.
And Shimi better be there.
Yeah, where is Shimi? Where did he go?
You sent
him to the
hotel.
Oh, yeah, I sent him to the hotel. That's right. Okay, yeah, he better be there.
Shimi, where the fuck are you?
I just never know where he is anymore.
So, yeah, you go. Is everybody going back to the big suite?
I guess so, yeah.
You got the key.
Yep.
And, yeah, Shimi is in there. He's like,
kind of
like.
Gwen's room?
Oh. Roscoe? Free room?
That's true.
Oh, is there a spare room?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it. As long as the previous occupant wasn't doing any weird sex stuff
in
there.
If there's a mechanical box in there, don't touch it.
Well, that was definitely in her bag.
Oh, wait, I look at my bag. I'm like, oh, no.
If there's like a room here that I could go sleep in right now, like I'm going to do that.
So you go into the room. There's this big Adam. Are you aware of the hotel room at all? Out of character, like
vaguely. I remember Denise joking about and Gwen. Didn't she have some kind of, yeah? Like, is that the mechanical box, like the vibrator?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Thing. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't. Refresh me on the details.
So the party has like the big presidential suite in the Bear Toggle Hotel.
Right.
With a few rooms in it. And then Will and Gwen both got individual small single rooms.
And the suite has like a bar in it, and we've been hanging out
in
there.
There's like a sitting room, basically. Yeah. And
Roscoe's excited to sleep in like a regular bed.
It's like 11 in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we established he's been up all night.
Yeah.
He was drinking all night.
Yeah.
And like talking himself up, pepping himself for the sooty gang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mission.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there are beds here though. I mean, I don't don't you feel like you want to find out what's going on? You're a part of this now, I guess, since you're in that book.
Find out what's going on. Look, what all I know is that yo guys want to confront some kind of deity or something under the river. And I'm happy to help out. But in 21 hours, I'm out of here.
Okay. I guess I don't even know. I mean, the fact that you had a magic key that fit the book, I think, is kind of significant.
I don't remember that happening.
Right. Okay. Just sit down.
He wants you to stay. Hear what he's saying.
Me?
Roscoe.
Oh, no. I don't want. That's a strong word.
That probably wasn't even actually my key. You probably mix it up with some other key.
I feel like Roscoe has some sort of interesting disorder where he likes to deny things that very obviously happen.
Disorder? Disorder?
You're out of order.
Well,
all right, I will stay here in the common area of this presidential suite for 20 minutes, but then I'm going to that room with or without yes. That's two different countdowns we got going.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, I want to rest too. I just, yeah.
So what did I miss, guys?
Lots.
Ah! What the fuck? Oh, it's that kid.
It's me, Roscoe.
I thought you were dead from your foot being broke.
No. That whack broke my foot and then also fixed it.
Can you take the boots off now?
Right, and now Shimi has a new fetish, right? He just went out and had his finger broken and healed, magically healed over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Are your boots on still? Can you take them off yet?
Oh, yep. He wiggles his feet. He's laying on the couch. Yep.
What?
They ain't coming off.
Will looks at Bathwack.
Oh, they're stuck on your feet still.
There they are. Stuck. Sorry.
I feel like you're missing they really a leg stuck. Or something.
Gosh, what the heck? Why do you think they're stuck, Shimi?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they're cursed.
Yeah, you know what, Shimi? This is the problem when you just go and steal anything you want.
Acquire something.
Nobody gives a shit here in this room, I don't think. I have no idea what Roscoe's position on thievery is, but honestly, I don't give a shit. It doesn't
matter.
Oh,
yeah, that person you were talking
about.
You
need to understand that you can't fucking steal things that are worth thousands of gold pieces and not expect them to have something that protects them.
Well, maybe if I hadn't put them on, it would have been fine. I understand. I gave in to the temptation. As with our...
Shimi!
What?
You're putting the whole group in jeopardy when you do that
shit.
Hey,
I got this potion. He pulls out the potion of water breathing, which I was going to use for me, but you guys thought maybe Roscoe should use it. So that
also,
was good.
Also, Shimi can fly now, which will keep him safe in a conflict.
You know, I got to agree with Will here. I think this kid's been kind of reckless. Here, give me see that potion here, Shimi.
Okay. He hands
I'll
it to
take
you.
It. All right. Now, all in favor of voting Shimi out of the group, say aye.
Shimi's jaw drops.
Will folds his arms. Roscoe!
I'm just kidding around. It's a little joke we would do at the circus all the time. We'd vote people out. We'd, you know.
And that's it? You just vote people out?
Communicate them. They never come back.
You call it probesting.
Oh, yeah. Probesting. Because often, like, it would be the result of, like, an investigation probing. Like, what did this acrobat do?
What did they do? And,
well, in one case, the acrobat had stolen, like, the ringleader's sandwich.
What kind?
And so we... What?
What kind of sandwich?
Well, he was eating it, probably.
It was a tuna.
Oh. All right.
And so we were probing, like, to find out, like, what happened?
Yeah.
And then when we found out what happened, then it was like a sting operation. So we called
surgery on a bee?
We called it probe sting. Anyway,
so you're voted down, Roscoe. I'm still leader of the group. I mean, I'm still in the group.
That has become clear.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look, I don't, you know, I say we got 15 more minutes before I go into that room and fall asleep. So I think we should identify three questions that we all really want to get to the bottom of, that we want to, like, find the answers to via group discussion. And that would help organize the next 15 minutes. All right. Sort of
we
like
have all of our keys.
Ooh, is that a question?
Breach to my neck. Do I have the key on my neck still?
No.
Whoa. Guys, I don't know where the key went.
Will, did you steal it?
Oh, I didn't. I'm not allowed to steal.
I wasn't the talking group to you. In Jimmy. Jeopardy.
Oh, sorry, ma'am.
Jimmy, you're almost out of the group.
Sorry, mum.
I take out all of the keys.
I don't think that one person should be holding all the keys. It's just not. I mean,
your hands. Let's give them to Bernard.
Listen, Will. I mean,
your hands in
happens,
front of your microphone.
Will, I just don't think that someone should have all the keys because what if something happens to you? I mean, how are we going to?
Is that
what
a
are we
threat?
Going to do? What, Jimmy? No,
Jimmy.
Just. It's like, oh, I mean, it just seems like it puts Will in a lot of danger because someone could come after him just to get, you know, just to get those keys. And it just
nobody
doesn't seem
knows
safe.
I have the keys. You didn't even know I had your key.
Yeah, what but Will, I don't know.
Like, what are these keys for again?
What if we share them out? Like, what if we each take a key?
The keys get us to the fish.
The fish. Oh, you guys told me about the fish. Some kind of angler fish.
There's a god under the lake that is being trapped. Yeah, exactly. It's being trapped by something else. And
maybe
we
like
have
a
to
dragon, the dragon. The I've heard rumors about the dragon.
Yep.
And the other evil things. We need to hear about all of the things.
I thought there was no dragon.
What?
I was
hearing a
bunch of people talking about though. There's no dragon.
It's the weird lady in charge of Bahamut.
A dragon.
Yeah, I don't know.
We saw the dragon. We see the dragon a few times now. We have seen
the
dragon.
We have definitely seen
the
dragon, but there are people in that one temple that are trying to convince people that it doesn't exist for whatever reason. I guess they think that there's only one, and it's Bahamut and everything else. It's fucking religious stuff. Anyway, I also need to rest. So what else are we doing? Are we all
Will.
Good?
Well, no, we're sharing out the keys, right?
Give them all
Why
to Bernard.
So excited about the keys. I don't know. Do we even know if this is really Bernard?
It is, but I don't want those keys.
Are they evil? Is that why? Tell me why.
No, that's
Bernard,
just too much responsibility.
I am okay with this responsibility. I've been carrying them for a while.
All right, I'll take them.
You can have a key, Rafina, but don't lose it.
I'm putting it in my sock.
Oh, well, if Rafina gets a key, I want a key.
I think that's fair.
Look.
Do you have a system?
I'll put it right next to the other key, the one that opened the book.
Do you have that key?
I think I got it back at some point. I think I got it back
you
from Rafina.
You gave it to me and you didn't want it anymore. I'm pretty sure.
Do you have it? Do you
I have it.
Okay, with an update.
Will pulls out the other key.
Oh, well.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.